Time to go to the library and pull out my book of health checks.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got some COVID kilos they're probably carrying. Not everyone, but, you know, most of us. And it'd be nice to get rid of a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a thing doing the rounds on TikTok at the moment. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring Dr. Zach Turner into this. We haven't got him with us, but he does a column every week. And a reader writes, "Hi, Dr. Zach. I don't know what it is about TikTok's current algorithm because all I'm seeing at the moment are influencers telling me the benefits of taking a cold shower. There's even a 30-day cold shower challenge I'm feeling compelled to take. I take recommendations espoused by these uneducated numpties with a grain of salt. So settle the argument once and for all from a medical point of view. Should I be swapping my nice steamy shower with a prickly cold one to lose weight?" The reply from Dr. Zach is, "Ah, yes, influencers on social media who think they are better than you because they start their day with a cold shower. I'm pleased you have your thinking cap on and are taking an influencer's health advice with a grain of salt. This is a tricky one to answer because it's both a yes and a no at the same time. There are health benefits to a cold shower, but I don't believe you should be swapping all of your hot showers for the sake of your health." So there you go.
Apparently, do we have to be so cruel to influencers throughout that whole thing just to make a point?
Yeah, we
should. That seemed unnecessarily cruel.
No, not at all. Not at all. Studies have actually shown taking a cold shower increases the number of white blood cells in your body, and these little guys protect your body against diseases. Now, the studies don't exactly show how many cold showers are needed per week, but Dr. Zach recommends aiming for 2 or 3 a week to have a result. And where weight loss is concerned, research has indicated exposure to the cold, which in this case is a cold shower, stimulates the generation of brown fat. Now, brown fat is a specific type of fat tissue that generates energy by burning calories.
There you go. I had to figure that there was some reason the AFL footy players were getting into the Melbourne waters after a match, despite the fact that they just wanted to show off their speedos. Mm. But, you know, there's obviously a lot of health benefits to it.
Yeah, and look, I've come to this conclusion after hearing about all of that, that you can stick your cold showers where the sun don't shine, and I'll just keep my COVID kilos, all right?
Good trade-off. I agree.
I think so.